I hope you're having a great day, and I think we're going to make it a little bit better. If you're tuning into this special bonus edition of Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life, today on this special heart health bonus episode, we're going to talk about atrial fibrillation, or AFib, as we talk with Dr. John Onuffer of Northwest Community Healthcare in Arlington Heights, Illinois. So find out exactly what is AFib, what are the symptoms, the diagnosis, and treatment, and Dr. Onuffer shares heart health tips as well. That's coming up on this special heart health bonus edition of Which Way Is Life?
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
And welcome to this special edition of Which Way Is Life? Happy to have Dr. John Onuffer on with us today. Dr. John Onuffer is a specialist in cardiac electrophysiology at Northwest Community Healthcare in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He graduated with honors from the Washington University School of Medicine in 1984, having more than 33 years of diverse experiences in cardiac healthcare. And since February is Heart Month, we're going to talk a few minutes about atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Well, Dr. Onuffer, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready? Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Keep their ideal body weight. Keep themselves at their ideal body weight.
And how do we know what our ideal body weight is? Just by our height?
It's calculated by height and age.
Okay, height and age. So if we were to go online and search that, is that what BMI is called? Do we search
BMI? Search that on, and you can get that. And there's a calculator by that.
And I suppose just by doing that, we lower the risk of disease.
Of all diseases, whether it's cardiac, orthopedic, high blood pressure related, everything.
So all diseases. So that's really a nice, quick, simple tip that anybody can do and work towards that goal of keeping your body weight in line. So great tip. Thank you, Dr. Onuffer. Well, I want to talk a little bit about atrial fibrillation, or AFib. So what exactly is that?
That is a great question. It is a disorder of a heart rhythm disorder, which causes the heart to beat very erratically or irregularly. It's the result of the top chamber of the heart in a dissynchronous and a very erratic short circuit.
And why does that do that? Why does it short circuit?
Probably from a variety of reasons, but it's usually related to larger stretched out atriums that have over time become having electrical pathways now being disrupted.
Now, is that hereditary, or is that caused by lifestyle?
The majority is lifestyle, although there is some hereditary component.
So if you're not exercising, if you're sitting on your butt, if you're eating the wrong things, that will contribute to it?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. In fact, in some cases, over-exercising can lead to atrial fibrillation. Mm. But the majority are related to either under-treated high blood pressure, sleep apnea, excessive weight, or excessive alcohol.
Those states can certainly lead you to AFib, but are there certain symptoms to it?
Most often patients will describe either flip-flopping in their chest or palpitations. And sometimes it comes on very suddenly, and they'll just find that they're more fatigued going up a flight of stairs or doing their daily activities or exercising.
And they may not feel that flip-flopping in the heart, they just may feel fatigued?
Exactly.
Now, if somebody does feel that, is that cause of concern right away? Should they make an appointment to see the doctor?
I think if it persists for more than a day or so, yeah.
Okay, and are there always symptoms, or can somebody have this and not, they don't even know it?
Exactly. There's a large group of patients that have this very silently or very insidiously, and they don't know that it's going on. Maybe it's because they're not exercising as much or doing as much, or it came on at a time of an illness, and they were during the recovery they didn't notice this. But either way, it can come on and be there without ever noticing it until they potentially would have someone do an EKG or check their pulse and notice it to be very erratic.
Right. So they may be in just for a regular physical. They get an EKG and it's discovered there.
That's correct.
Is this something you can grow out of, or can it go away, or once you're diagnosed with it, you have it?
So a better way to describe it is you're more likely to grow into it, because atrial fibrillation is also related to aging. As we get older, the incidence of atrial fibrillation markedly increase. So it's really rare to see atrial fibrillation in a young person under the age of 20 without a previous history of such things as congenital heart disease. In terms of once you have it, you're, unless it's been related to some severe illness or injury that is reversible, it's usually something that's going to continue through the rest of your life.
So if you do have it, then how do you manage it? How do you treat it as a doctor?
Well, there's two main approaches. The first is related to dealing with the stroke risk. And the stroke, once a patient has atrial fibrillation, it imparts, on just an average, about a 5 times increased risk of stroke. Now, there are certain people that are more at risk than others based on their age, whether they have other illnesses like diabetes or high blood pressure or an injured heart or have had a stroke before or have vascular disease. But just being a woman or age over 65 gives you increased risk as well. So the first thing we do is identify that issue and treat that, because the last thing anybody wants is to have a stroke. The second issue then is, how do I tailor-make the therapy to improve the quality of life for the person? So a person is asymptomatic, we may do nothing but make sure that their heart rate isn't too excessive and it doesn't cause the heart to wear out. On the other hand, if patients are out of breath doing activities or feeling very erratic palpitations and not feeling well, then we go after the restoring the normal rhythm. And we do that through a variety of means, either medications or through procedures like ablation.
So for someone with AFib, I'm just trying to understand this. Is it going on all the time if you've been diagnosed with AFib, or is it where, hey, your heart is in normal rhythm, and then all of a sudden on a Saturday afternoon something happens and you're in AFib, and then you come out of it and the heart is back to normal rhythm? Is it always happening, or does it come and go?
Another great question. There are different types of atrial fibrillation, and we classify them what we call the four Ps. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation is the medical term for atrial fibrillation. They may come and go, but the definition is that it doesn't last longer than 7 days. Persistent atrial fibrillation is atrial fibrillation that will last more than 7 days, but we can convert back to normal rhythm. And then we have long-lasting persistent atrial fibrillation that may last up to a year. And then finally, permanent atrial fibrillation, somebody who's in it for greater than a year and is planned to be in it for life.
And for somebody that has this, are they prohibited from exercising or getting their heart rate up? Do they have to really be careful that way?
No, we usually regulate it based on symptoms. So we don't like to see people having really excessive heart rates. And there we'll use medications to try to blunt that. But we try to get people back to as normal a life as possible so that they can exercise, even if they have atrial fibrillation permanently.
But I guess the good news is, as you said, you can manage this and you can live a healthy, active life with AFib if treated and managed correctly.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Are there, like, tips you can give me for someone living with AFib?
Well, the first thing I tell everybody is that we try to deal with all the lifestyle issues, because they really are important. And even if we, in our treatments, we know that if we don't deal with the other issues, whether it's controlling blood pressure, improving exercise tolerance, treating sleep apnea, reducing alcohol intake, or lowering your weight to get to closer to a more normal body mass index. If we don't deal with those, the therapies are going to be ineffective. And so just as much as those are important for your other heart health or your, you know, terms of developing diabetes or having a heart failure with a high blood pressure or kidney failure with high blood pressure. It's important for your heart from the arrhythmia standpoint, too. So they're all interlinked. And so we really try very hard to get people on a program where they're treating all of themselves. You know, not just it's good for the heart, but it's also good for the rest of you as well.
Well, that makes sense. And that's good advice for all of us, just for general heart health, those things you mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Onuffer, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and that was great information that you gave us. Dr. John Onuffer is a specialist in cardiac electrophysiology at Northwest Community Healthcare in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Dr. Onuffer, thank you again.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
And thanks for listening to this special bonus edition of Which Way Is Life? I do it every now and then from time to time, trying to bring you more of an in-depth interview on a specific topic. And we wanted to talk about AFib today. So thank you for listening. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com. And remember, we publish a new episode of Which Way Is Life every Monday and Thursday, and then occasionally we do special bonus editions like this one. Thank you so much for listening, and stay well.